Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Tag Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today we are back to a little Q&A, but this question was really good, so I'm just going to do like, it's going to be just one question that I'm going to address today. Now, if you're wondering where am I getting these questions from, I have a channel on Instagram. You can find that on the Tag Republic Instagram account. You can join the channel. It's free. You know, you get to ask questions. I get to interact with you. And that is really good because when you ask a question and I address that question on the podcast, I always link back to you. So that is a good backlink for you to have. And if you don't know what backlinks are or why are they important to your SEO, find me on Patreon where I talk more about all these things. Alrighty, so let's move into this question that Rachel Mann Photo asked. And she asked, best way to attract your ideal client as a family photographer? Well, Rachel, the good news is that before I was a wedding photographer, I was a family photographer for many years. And I had a lot of ideas on how you can attract your ideal client. At the time that I was a family photographer, this was so many years ago that we didn't even have Instagram. Facebook pages were really, really new. So I really had to do the good old networking to get those clients. So obviously, we're going to start with you creating the kind of content that is going to be aesthetically pleasing for the client that you want to have. You're going to have to do a little bit of, you know, research if you haven't done that, but that has to be obviously the first thing. What kind of aesthetic is my ideal client looking for? And obviously when you have that aesthetic, then you have to create content that goes around that aesthetic. The easy way now is that you create, you know, a photo shoot and then you post a couple of photos on Instagram and then you call it a day. And then we want such little effort to lead to a lot of or like a big result. And although that might be the case for some people, the reality is that we need to put a little bit more effort into finding different ways to promote our work. So we're going to start with the easiest. Right? The easiest is an Instagram post. Make sure that you tag the family. Make sure that you invite them to collaborate so they can, you know, once they accept the collaboration, you are now reaching their inner circle. Another thing that you can ask is once a family has hired you and they're really happy with the result, you ask for a referral. And you can work this out however you want to. I gift kind of like sessions part off to people that refer me, right? That's a really good incentive. If, you know, I say, well, if you refer me clients, your session fee is going to be complimentary. You only have to buy the collection. So whatever you want to do, I think this is very personal to people, but make sure that if you have an incentive for referrals, that it is worth for the people referring you. If you said, hey, my referral is a $10 gift card to Starbucks, is that really an incentive? I don't know. That's for you to answer. After we do that, maybe the next thing that I will suggest, this is obviously going to take a little bit longer, is blogging, right? People are searching on Google for family photographers. Are you ranking on SEO? Are you creating content that your future clients are interested in reading? As I mentioned, this is going to be a little bit longer because SEO can take 6 to 8 months to lead results. So you just have to think about like, okay, for next year, how do I want to work? I want to work easier or I want to work harder? I always want to work easier. So, but I know that for me to relax a little bit, I have to put a lot of effort maybe on the today. So in a year, I can, you know, relax a little bit. So SEO allows me to do that. Now comes what I used to do all the time 12, 14 years ago, which was actually going out of my house and networking with businesses that were targeting my ideal client. So who were those businesses? At the time, I remember that I partnered up with a yoga studio that had prenatal classes. I knew that the people attending to this yoga studio, you know, face value, right? There were people that had certain amount of income and they were living in kind of like a neighborhood that I knew, you know, socioeconomics. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be great for me. So I partnered up with them. We actually did a little giveaway and everybody that participated in the giveaway after, you know, and I announced the winner, everybody got a little extra discount if they booked a session within a week. And that generated some really good leads to me. Another thing that I did is I went to my OBGYN because they were also, you know, they were also delivering babies. And I left, actually, I made this super cute kind of like, what's the name of that? Like a little booklet, but they weren't booklets. It was like a flyer, but it had like, it folded like in three ways. So it looked a little bit, you know, more detailed than just a regular flyer. And I put beautiful pictures of maternity and family sessions in there with like little things about like thinking about a family session. This is what's important. This is how Carolina Guzik Photography works. And I got really good clients out of that too. I even decorated the waiting room for my, at the time, OBGYN, and I brought, I believe it was 6 different canvases with like pictures of maternity and babies, and my canvas had at the time at the bottom, because I'm like, I'm not gonna miss any information here. So like at the bottom, they had my company name and my website. So that led to really, really good clients too. Another thing that I did back in the day is I reached out to a private school. One of my clients, their kids went to this private school, and she actually came to me and asked me if I would, if I was interested in donating a session fee for their gala. And I was like, absolutely, you know, because I have a session fee and then collection. So I'm like, okay, I donate the session fee. I'm still making money on this. So the family that won, or that, you know, silent auction for the session fee, they ended up becoming really good clients too. And that opened some opportunities for me to work with parents from that school. I also did once a newsletter from another private school. I was able to get into like the newsletter and they promoted me. And I don't remember if I got clients from that, but at least it was a good exercise to get my name out there. So all these things require for you to actually get a little bit out of your comfort zone and knock on some doors and be like, hey, this is what I do. We have the same target audience. Your clients could be my clients and vice versa. And I would love to collaborate with your brand and see how we can make this work so everybody wins, right? In the yoga studio example, they were super thrilled because they're like, oh, they have nothing to lose other than to promote me on their newsletter. And I actually had some flyers and they were like, this is going to be really good because it feels like a little present to our, you know, moms that come here, even though it's kind of like a rough, but they were super happy to have it. So that was good. The same thing for the gala, right? Private schools, a lot of them have galas once a year and they're always looking for items for their silent auction. And If you have the opportunity to do that, you can bring some flyers. I remember that for the table, for the gala, they asked me if I had like a big canvas from a family. So, you know, I had a couple of visuals that I could add to entice people to participate. And that was really, really good. So I haven't done any of that in a while because I've been focusing on weddings, but maybe it's time for me to go back to, you know, the old grounds and, you know, do some good old marketing, networking style, because that was really good for my business 10, 12 years ago or 14 years ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago. So that was really good for my business. And I hope that the ideas that I share with all of you today inspire you, maybe make you think about possibilities that you can do to promote your business. And it could be really good for you. Now that I'm saying this, I remember another thing that I did that was extremely successful. And is I went to a kids clothing store, and we did kind of like mini sessions at the store, and it was really good. It was really good because then it was announced on the newsletter for the store, and it was set up for like 2 weeks, you know, ahead. So parents needed to book a slot of time to come and get the photo taking at the store. It was really tiny. It was really just a space for like two children most to get like a photo, like a cute photo taken. The space was really, really small, but maybe gives you ideas for you to think about something like that. And then for the store was really good because while their kids were being photographed, their parents were like kind of like shopping around. And this was a very, very upscale boutique kids store in like a very, very posh neighborhood. So after that, the parents, like a week after, they had to come back to the store to see the photos. Imagine, this was so long ago that we didn't have like, you know, places like PicTime or things like that to put photos. So they have to come back and I have to show them the photos. And now I was allowed to sell the photos. So that was really good because the clothing store made some money and I made really good money. And I made also really good connections there. So, hey, this is really, really took me back to like baby Carolina Guzik photography when I was just like a brand new photographer and I was so fearless and I was like, my business has to be successful, so I'm gonna do whatever I need to do. And it did. It paid off. So once again, I hope these ideas help you or inspire you to find new ways. But the most important thing that I have to share with all of you is get out of Instagram. Instagram is easy and is the lowest hanging fruit. And yes, obviously do it because it's the easiest thing to do. But getting back into like in-person networking is really important. All right, friends, that's all for today. If you have questions, come on over to my broadcast channel on Instagram. And don't forget to leave me a review. And I'll catch you next week with another episode or maybe an amazing guest. Until then, ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.